You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk our four-legged heroes in guide dog blogs. Yes, today we are hearing from George Plumridge, who we had on our sight loss story feature a couple of weeks back. George, thank you for joining us.
No worries, thank you for having me.
So we've talked about kind of your sight loss journey and, you know, the various things that you have been up to. Now, when it comes to guide dogs, you know, tell me about when you thought, actually, a guide dog is what I want, and kind of what kind of decided this for you.
Yeah, so it's probably about, I would say, a year and a half ago, I was kind of coming to terms with my sight loss and actually seeking help in terms of my mobility. And I started pain training with like my local rehab specialist, and then I thought, I'm thinking more down the route of guide dogs. I think that having that as an aid, I think, would be really useful in enhancing my independence, and there's lots of different routes and things that I wouldn't feel 100% comfortable doing with a cane. And I think, I guess it's because I'm not 100% competent with using it yet, and it's something that is ongoing, and I was constantly trying to force myself to use more because I wasn't really that confident with using it. But then I thought, actually, do you know what, I think with a guide dog, I feel like it would enhance my independence and allow me to be able to go further than I would feel confident doing using a cane. So then that's when I first initially reached out to guide dogs, which was probably, yeah, like I said, just under a year and a half ago now.
Let's talk about now the first time you met your guide dog, Eddie. How was the matching visit? Tell me a little bit about that and your first impressions.
Yeah, I was really surprised at how quickly it came about, really. I thought that I was told that there's going to be about a minimum of 2 years waiting list for the waiting list. And then I thought, okay, I kind of put it to the back of my mind. And then randomly I was working one day, I think it was like a Thursday afternoon, and I had a phone call and I was like, hello. And then they were, oh, it's from Guide Dogs. I think we've got a potential match. I was like, my goodness, it was only about 9 months after I was put on the waiting list. The day afterwards, the GDMS, so the mobility specialist, came out with Eddie, and we met for the first time. And it was just insane to think that, oh my goodness, this is potentially going to be my future guide dog. And then we went out on a little walk around, and just to assess my walking speed and the compatibility, I guess, with each other. And yeah, I was really happy to see how that went really well. And then we kind of proceeded with the training.
How did you find the training with your first guide dog?
Very intense, to be honest. I think that it's something that people assume that you're going to get given this robot dog that's going to be able to just do everything, and you just basically have to tell it where you want to go and it'll be able to take you there. But in actual fact, it's a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of commitment, and a lot of consistency with as a handler that you need to take into account. And I think that for me, I was probably a little bit naive to that, and I think that I didn't anticipate that it was going to be as intense as it was. It was about 3 weeks intense training every single day, and then after that it kind of gradually reduced. But yeah, no, I did find it very intense.
Tell me about Eddie. What's he like as a personality? What's his personality like?
He is very, very excitable. He was delayed, actually, so he had to have a bit of time out of training because he broke his leg, unfortunately, when he was playing with another dog. So I think that just speaks volumes in itself. So yeah, he's very excitable. He's so enthusiastic. He absolutely loves working. As soon as I get that harness out, he starts barking, going crazy, because he just absolutely loves having it on. And he's really enthusiastic and ambitious as a working dog. And he always looks around for reassurance and making sure that he's doing the right thing. But on the flip side of that, in the evenings, you get a different side of Eddie. So he's very affectionate. He will be on the sofa all evening. He just likes cuddles, and he's just a very, very stoppy, lovely dog. And yeah, I've got the best of both worlds, and the fact that he enjoys working and he's very committed to his job, but ultimately he is a lovely pet to have at home as well.
Absolutely. There's a big difference when the harness comes off and the harness comes on. They're like different animals sometimes, I think. When it comes to working, are there any particular skills or parts of his work that he particularly does well that stand out to you?
I think for me, I think his ability to learn so quickly. And I think that, for example, if we go on a new route or somewhere that he hasn't been before, and I'm trying to familiarize him with that area, for example, he's very, as soon as we've done it once, then he automatically picks it up and he knows straight away exactly where I'm asking him to go the next time. And also as well, like his ability to be able to maneuver me around certain obstacles that are really ambiguous. I think that he's definitely got a skill with that. And also in terms of like crowd control, so when we're in a busy environment, he's great at being able to kind of assess situations and not get too close to people, and also to give them enough room as well as me. So when we're walking around, he's very aware. So I think that's definitely a massive skill for him.
Something I always like to talk about because it's quite amusing, and I think every dog has this, I think, is some funny quirks and habits. You know, a lot of dogs have little funny things, quirks they do, or little funny habits. Has Eddie got any?
In terms of funny quirks and habits, I think he does these woos. So basically, we always say he's wooing because he, when he gets excited, so say if someone comes to the door, if we've been out and or if I've been out and I've come home and I haven't taken him on that occasion, he has all of this inbuilt energy that he tries to release, but he can't contain himself, so he ends up doing these woos, which aren't necessarily barks, but you can see that he's trying to contain himself, but he can't because he's so excited. And then he'll literally run into the dining room where his toy basket is, and he'll grab the first cuddly toy that he can find, and he'll scream into it because he's trying to contain all that excitement. So, yeah, I definitely would say that's a massive quirk for him.
That sounds quite cute, to be honest. I love the noises dogs make. It's always very, very interesting. My dog makes an interesting noise when he has a toy in his mouth and someone comes to the door. It's kind of like it's kind of something similar between a woo and a growl because he kind of wants to play. So, that's quite interesting. Well, Eddie sounds, like most dogs, quite adorable, I think. And, you know, it's your recent match, it sounds like you've got a long, bright future together. So thank you very much, George, for telling us about Eddie the Guide Dog on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.